You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
What we are going to get into now, though, is the latest from the team at the Old Mutual Group. They provided us with an update on the performance of the company for the year that was. Joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at Old Mutual Group, Yuri Stradom, to take a look at the performance and see what to make of it. Yuri, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A mixed set of updates from an annual perspective, but at a group level, the group doing exceptionally well, increasing from a revenue and a growth perspective. How did you find the year?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Good to be with you. I think we classified as a sort of steady operating performance. Results from operations up 13%, adjusted headline earnings up 24%, and that's the sort of big earnings metric that we tend to reference. Of course, cautioning that significantly supported, like all of our peers, by financial market performance. Pleased with an 8% our dividend. Our shareholders, I think, we will be pleased with an 8% increase in the dividend. And then importantly, the group equity value, which is the sort of value that we place on the business, up to 19.80 per share.
Speaking of value, Yuri, let's take a look at some of the updates within the business. The Old Mutual Bank business, perhaps you can give us an update on that. We saw that the carrying value of that had to be impaired under IAS 36 by half of what we had initially had it there. Give us a sense of what's happening in that business, what's the reason and the rationale behind the impairment, and just perhaps how that business is coming along.
So we're actually very comfortable, Jimmy, with the performance of the business. You know, we went live with the business in September last year. We've got significant customer traction. You know, we're still signing up 3,000 customers a day. The deposit book is built nicely. The whole proposition around that business is actually its integration with our existing Old Mutual distribution and bricks and mortar infrastructure. Almost half the customers actually signed up through our Old Mutual Finance branches. This is a year of significant execution in that business. It's not just about acquiring customers, but it's obviously also about transaction activity, credit extension, and the like, and of course the integration of mutual rewards, which is also proving a significant catalyst. I think the point of the impairment was a sort of a technical matter. If you look through to the group equity value that we reference, that kind of reflects the value that we place on the bank. In the context of the overall value of Old Mutual, and that quoted you of 19.80 per share.
Yuri, the business that is the Old Mutual Group, over the more than century that it has been around, has built up many different parts to it in the form of the insurance business, the life business, the banking business, and the other operating entities. Take us through perhaps the standout performers from a divisional perspective, if any, and how, or if there are any divisions that might have you a bit worried at this stage.
Well, I think it is a portfolio of businesses, Jim, as you say. So there's always different cycles. I think we'd call out the Old Mutual Insure business in this year with an normalized underwriting margin of 8.3%, which we were very pleased with. And we think that business now really is it really is a platform that we've turned around operationally. We think it's at the cutting edge in many ways of claims management and of actuarial pricing, the use of data and AI. We're very comfortable with that as a growth platform going forward.
Yuri, let's take a look at the buyback. The buyback being announced towards the latter part of 2025, September or so, a 3 billion rand share buyback there. How's that moving along from a business perspective?
Yeah, so we'd executed 700 million of that by the end of December. As of yesterday, that's 1.3 billion. And so we're 1.3 billion through the 3 billion that we've set up. That program will carry on for the rest of the year. We execute according to where the share price is relative to group equity value. That it's got to be value accretive for shareholders as we execute.
Yuri, let's take a look at the board changes that have been announced or that are said to be coming into effect. We know we've got a chair designate with the current chair in the form of Trevor Manuel set to step down. We know that there's a new Old Mutual Insure CEO coming into the fold. Take us through some of the corporate and board adjustments and how they will impact the business's management.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously the big news the big news is the announcement of the chair designate in Roger Jardine. Roger joined the board in September, and so we've been working with him since then. But of course, he comes with extraordinary credentials and track record for his time, both as a chief executive and as a non-exec and chairman at some of South Africa's leading companies. So, yeah, we're really delighted. Of course, very big shoes to fill. Trevor Manuel, I've had the great privilege of working with him as a non-exec first, and then as chief executive. So certainly there'll be a time to pay tribute to his kind of indelible impact that he's made on the group over the last decade. But it has been an extraordinary impact.
Yuri, let's look ahead to the new financial year, the business finally getting over the hurdles well in time, of course, with that Old Mutual Bank launch. I imagine that would have taken a bit of resource to get over the line and get all the relevant licensing in place. That is done. The business is on good footing there. Other business units are performing well. How are you approaching the new year from a strategic point of view, and what are you looking forward to?
So, you know, Jeremy, obviously last year I came in as group chief executive midway through last year. In the second half of last year, we really had that strategic reset. And we set ourselves five really important medium-term targets, which is 3 to 5 year targets, on the most important measures in our group. And so, you know, 2026 really is the first year of really moving from where we are to where we need to be in terms of those targets. So it's a year of execution. It's a year of the management team putting runs on the board on those key measures.
Executing and making sure that runs get on the board from an Old Mutual perspective, a business that has been in South African lives for well over a century, having a good year and hoping that that will continue. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Group Chief Executive Officer, Yuri Stradom, for joining us to take a look at the year that was, the year that ended December 31, 2025.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.